This show is brought to you by the JBL Risk Manager. Money, risk and trade management kept simple. Hello and welcome to Talking Trading. I'm Caroline Stephen. It's great to have you join us. Leading property strategist Michael Yardney joins Louise Bedford today in Cafe Conversations to discuss the differences in mindset between the wealthy and the average Australian. And last weekend was the finale of the 2014 Mentor Program. And we caught up with our four students from the longitudinal study to find out if they're ready to fly in the markets. But first up, here's the news for the week ending 12th of September with economist and Sky Business News commentator, Jonathan Barrett. Morning, Jono.
Morning, Caroline.
How did the markets close on Friday night?
Look, it wasn't a very helpful close. In fact, the market was down 61 points. The Dow closed down just below that important 17,000 level. The S&P was down 11 points at 1985. So if anything there, I think it was a pretty weak close to the market.
And the Australian market dropped last week too.
Absolutely. The Australian market didn't perform very well throughout the whole week. I think it's a growing concern, I guess, about the price of iron ore, the price of primary import markets, all under pressure. And, of course, those sorts of things certainly affect our market. As a result of that, the local market closed down quite sharply on the week.
And figures out from China had an impact.
Look, it's more so the figures out in China. People have been concerned that the demand for primary imports from China has been relatively weak. The numbers out on the weekend were terrible. Industrial production for the year-on-year for August came in at 6.9%. Now, the consensus was for an 8.8%. Retail sales, 11.9%. The consensus was 12.1%. This presents a picture of weak demand, and that, to me, will be an issue, I think, that the markets have to deal with today.
Any other sectors affected?
Look, I think it's a general confidence sector, a very confidence in terms of the market. When you look at the big miners, for instance, they're certainly going to be under pressure. When you look at, all the industrials as well. So I think, if anything, early on, because we are linked to China, a weak China represents a weak proposition for the local market.
What sectors did well in the Australian market last week?
Look, I think it's what you're saying by doing well is which market didn't fall the most. And I think you can still find that there's still very good support from the financial sector. And I think they didn't fall as much. But generally speaking, it certainly ended on a weak tone. And I think that will probably continue.
Let's talk about the fundamental radicals that are emerging over on the globe. How is that affecting the markets?
Look, I think this is a real concern. And I think, if anything, the importance and the relevance is that with what the US is doing, joining up with the Arab League, Australia joining in, I feel that this will probably drive a lot of the IS movement underground, and that in itself would probably send more shockwaves through the market. So as that progresses, I think it's got more concerns for stability, and certainly that stability and growth which we want. So if we don't get a fast and sure outcome, I think it's going to be prolonged, and if it's prolonged, that can't be that positive for the market.
All right, let's go to a lighter topic. Patterns jumping out from the chart.
Well, yeah, when you look at it, it is quite a lot of the patterns there are sort of continuing to say that we're still going to go a little bit lower. When you look at the Dow, as long as we stay below 17,000, probably see it send probably down to that 16,000. The local market actually feel there that 5,500 is certainly around the corner, but that is psychological support for the market. That's good. Gold coming into support around 1220. Have a look at that. And I think when I look at the crude, I'm still remaining a seller on that. Have been short for some time and quite happy to see that to continue to trade lower.
Advice for traders this week, Jono?
Same advice I think we've been given over the last couple of weeks. I think it's time to take some profits.
And Jono, would you like to tell our listeners where you're speaking?
Right, I've got a talk which I'm giving. It's a TED Tile conference in Adelaide tomorrow. 15 minutes to talk to people about parametric weather insurance and why they should be involved.
Jono Barrett, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Caroline. Have a good day.
Stressed out trying to manage your trading positions? What you need is the JBL Risk Manager. It will help protect your profits, limit your losses, and remove your emotional decisions. Click on the JBL Risk Manager advertisement at talkingtrading.com.au and enjoy your free 14-day fully functional trial. Michael Yardney is Australia's leading property investment advisor, and his opinions are regularly sought in the Financial Review, The Australian, and BRW. He's the best-selling author of 5 books and the director of Metropole Property Investment Strategists. Louise Bedford caught up with Michael for a cafe conversation to discuss the differences between wealthy investors and the average Australian.
Louise Bedford here. I'm about to interview Michael Yardney, who is a lovely friend of mine and also the founder of Metropole. So in our little cafe conversation segment this week, I thought that first and foremost, Michael, you could tell us your thoughts about being my unreasonable friend and also expanding your own financial thermostat. Michael, can you tell our Talking Trading listeners a bit more about these concepts?
Thanks, Louise. Well, I guess the first concept is you do need an unreasonable friend. You need somebody to hold you accountable, whether it's regarding trading, whether it's regarding fitness, health, your diet. It's just too hard. It's too hard to lie to yourself. Louise, I don't know if you've noticed, it's easy to catch other people telling themselves little fibs, but it's really hard to catch yourself doing
that. Yes, it's so true, and being accountable is the key.
So therefore, we all know we've got to set ourselves goals in many aspects of our life, but then who's going to hold you to those goals and make sure you're along the path? Because we all tend to slip back a bit. That's the reason I love having you as an unreasonable friend. That's why I actually like pushing you forward as well. And I think one of the great joys is when you actually see your friend succeed in what they're planning to do, it actually makes the teacher feel proud as well.
Actually, that's true. So you get to live vicariously, which is lovely.
That's now, a big word.
It is, isn't it? I'm glad that I pronounced it correctly.
You asked about mindset.
Yes.
Now, to me, whether it's a business, entrepreneurship, investing in real estate, investing in shares or trading, to me, the big difference between the successful people and the average Australian is their mindset. They're set at a particular thermostat. You've got a financial thermostat. And, you know, if you look at people like Donald Trump or Warren Buffett, their thermostat set at billions. If they were millionaires, they wouldn't be happy. On the other hand, the average Australian's financial thermostat, in my mind, is set at maybe hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars. And that's one of the things that tends to hold us back. We all live within our own comfort zone. And this is all unconscious. It's subconscious. Your mind has this reticular activating system that keeps you in focus, and anything that you can't imagine, you can't actually create for yourself. And that's why it's important for us to first of all realise that we're all driving around with one foot on the accelerator and one on the brake. And we've got to get rid of those beliefs that are actually non-productive for you. So we've got some beliefs that are actually pushing us towards our goals, but some that are also holding us a bit back. And that's, I guess, what I'm talking about, the thermostat. So we've got to get rid of those unproductive beliefs, those ones that are not helping you get forward, and first of all, recognise them and then replace them with the sort of beliefs, thoughts, ideas in your head that you're talking, that self-talk to help you get to where you want to go. And Louise, that's a lot more than just affirmations. Getting up each morning and saying, I feel good, I am special, I'm going to earn $1 million, that doesn't work. Not like in The Secret where they say, what you think about, you become the most. So you've got to recognise what your thermostat's set for, see what's holding you back, and find some new ways of doing that. And the best way to do it is have mentors on your side, the unreasonable friends, to help tell you when you're off track and point you in the right direction.
Oh, look, I couldn't agree more. And several years ago, Michael, when we first became friends, where we were talking about these types of concepts, we did recognise that there was a gap in our society, not only with property, not only with the share market, but also with people in business. And that is one of the reasons why we formed the website freegifthamper.com.au. Now, I'd like to just chat about these because I've got some lovely gifts to give Talking Trading listeners, and I know you have too. So let me tell you about the things that you can get from freegifthamper.com.au. I'm actually giving away 2 first-class audios. The one that I know that all of the Talking Trading listeners are going to love is called 11 Mindset Secrets to Fuel Your Trading Profits. Now, these are based on my Mind Power series that I know a lot of you are familiar with because you're already listening to Talking Trading. Now, the other audio that I'm giving away is an interview with Pete Godfrey, who is the Wizard of Words. Now, Pete and I had a lovely conversation, which I recorded, and it will help you not only make money, but also keep it. So they are two very significant presents that you're going to get from me when you register on freegifthamper.com.au. Michael, tell me about your free gifts for the hamper.
Louise, I've put together a video plus two audio programs that are going to be of particular interest to those people who want to become successful in property investment. And even if you're not interested in property, it'll be useful for those interested in share trading and general investment, because one of my bonuses is about mindset too. The thing that holds back most Australians from becoming successful in their chosen field. So an audio program and a video program and then an extra bonus audio. But Louise, it's not just yours and mine. We've actually put together a whole band of people giving business, property, share trading and investment bonuses. So I'm really pleased. I think this is going to be the best gift hamper ever.
I think so too. I'm really excited. And do you know...
No strings attached.
No, it's totally free. Totally free. We're giving this as a gift because we are on a quest to help build people's mindset. So make sure you go to our website, freegifthamper.com.au, and collect your free goodie pack. And Michael, I've just loved having you on the show. It's such a pleasure working side by side with you on projects like this where we can really make an impact in people's mindsets.
My pleasure, Louise. Thanks.
2 weekends ago, Trading Game students celebrated the finale of the 2014 Mentor Program. During the program, lifelong friendships were formed and financial thermostats were reset. As the students stretched their wings ready to fly, we caught up with the four members from our longitudinal study, Penelope Bellamy, Christine Barwise, Andrew Woodward and Coral Taylor. I first asked them how they felt at the end of the course.
Thrilled to bits. Loved every minute of it. I don't want it to end. I feel fantastic. I've had a fairly tough year this year, and the program that we've been through, the mentor program, has been the sort of shining light that's kept me going.
The beacon of hope.
It has been the big beacon of hope. I've loved every minute of the program. I've made some lifelong friendships. I've learnt more than I could ever imagine, both from a technical point of view, which has been fantastic,
yep,
but more importantly from a psychological point of view and about myself.
I'm excited. I think the next couple of weeks I'll start putting real money on the line, and I'm looking forward to the start of that journey after having concluded this initial phase.
I feel confident because I've got some foundation, I've got rules, system that I can follow, and I feel confident about those.
I then asked what some highlights of the program had been.
Probably this second half of the program with Chris. You know, he's been a hard taskmaster and he's really made us work for it. You know, we've really had to search out a lot of the answers for ourselves, and I think that that's been great because that has really, when you find the answers, then you kind of understand it really well because you had to work to get to that point.
The biggest highlight for me has been the people I've met. I mean, I've met some brilliant people, supportive.
Yes.
There's so many other things that have been so good, and I don't want to underplay any of those, but the people, the resources, the support, a fantastic network.
I think the collaborative learning that we've got out of the forum from all of our fellow mentorees has been quite amazing. And, you know, just the way that both Louise and Chris have nurtured us through, and Chris has challenged us. The way he teaches is to force you to teach yourself, which is fantastic. And
yeah, that suited you, didn't it?
Definitely suited me, and it was what I needed through this experience.
There are many highlights.
What were some?
Okay, the knowledge was one thing, the exposure to the different types of markets, and knowing that we had got the groundwork of the systems and the plan in place and got the foundation, and then simply applying those to the different markets.
I then asked, had they grown in their personal development in doing the mentor program?
Yes, I think so.
In what ways?
I think whenever you are given information and an understanding of something, I think you do grow. But also there's been a lot of interaction with other mentorees in this program. So I think part of the growth there too has been with another group of people that have been on the same journey.
I can imagine my life being completely different now. And it will be. I mean, it's already evolving in the direction that I want it to be. I feel stronger, more able to deal with some of the emergencies that have come up in the last few months. I know that I'm taking control back over my life, especially with the ongoing support you get from the trading game family.
Again, that was another thing that I at the start I really wanted to do, which was challenge myself to be a little bit more forward with my participation rather than sitting in the back seat.
Well, you've done that.
And certainly being regularly on the forum has helped my learning and hopefully has helped others around me.
Yeah, that's been huge. Knowledge is obviously one thing. Confidence. Louise teaches one way, which is absolutely fantastic and very wholesome. Chris teaches a different way, which is very challenging, I have found, in that he poses a question, then asks you to go and find the answer for yourself. And that was a bit tricky at first because I probably was pretty much used to being fed the answers in a way through a step-by-step process, which is very much like school. Well, Chris straight up challenges you, and what I gained from having to go to Google is your friend is that I learnt to have the confidence on my own to go and find the thing that he was questioning.
I asked them if they could now ever imagine their life without financial literacy.
No. Right now when I have to go and do my real work, I actually think, oh, I don't really want to do that because I'd rather just, couldn't I just have a look at the forum and chat to my like-minded friends for the day and talk trading? No, I can't. I mean, I can't imagine going back 9 months or whatever, 6 months. See, you know, it's just gone so quickly. If anyone asked me about it, I'd tell them to do it because it is, without question, the best professional decision and, in a lot of ways, the best personal decision I've made in a long time.
Are you becoming the empowered woman you wanted to be?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I feel like I was that a little bit in my 20s.
Yep.
I lost my way somewhere and I'm finding that strength and confidence and ability to take charge of my own destiny again.
Probably not anymore. It's a burning desire now to get on and achieve financial choice and financial freedom.
No, and I've applied this to other areas in my life too. It's what I've learned through money management, risk management, which people probably thought were only for trading. I've actually been able to apply in other areas of my financial life, and it's really given me cause for caution to know what I'm talking about, but also suddenly I've calculated what I'm prepared to do and how far I'm prepared to go, and that's given me a great deal of confidence.
I asked them to fill in the blanks. Chris Tate is...
a hard taskmaster. Chris Tate is awesome. He's honest, direct, one of the smartest guys I've ever met, and despite his gruff exterior that some people seem to be worried about, he's a big pussycat.
He's a pussycat.
And he just really cares about the people that he teaches, and the reason he takes the approach he does is he does care, and he wants you to learn how to look after yourself, and he's wonderful.
Chris Tate is a thought provoker.
Chris Tate is incredibly challenging. It causes you to either grow or walk away, and I chose to grow.
Louise Bedford is...
truly inspirational.
Why?
I think she has a way to impart her love of this subject and her knowledge to others.
Louise Bedford is one of the most nurturing, caring, kind people that I've ever met, but she's also immensely knowledgeable with her both psychology and also her technical knowledge of the training, so she's got the full package.
She's someone who provides something for everyone in the program irrespective of their ability.
Incredibly relatable, very, she can be challenging, knowledgeable, fully understanding where you are.
And finally, I asked if someone was sitting on the fence about whether or not to do the mentor program, what would they say?
I'd push them.
Over the edge.
Off the fence and straight into the mentor program. I cannot recommend this program highly enough, seriously.
Don't be ridiculous, just do it. I mean, there's so much support, there's so much to learn and nothing to lose.
I would say just do it. This program is exactly what a trader needs. It provides you the tools and the mechanisms and the resources to actually make it happen rather than just give you a marketing spiel or give you the hype. This doesn't give you hype, it gives you reality and it gives you the tools to turn those that information and that knowledge that you have into cold hard dollars.
Just jump in and do it.
Why?
You'll never look back. The growth that you go through, the support that you have, the teammates that I've made, I've got three fabulous women that I've linked together with from different states, and we're together for life.
This show was brought to you by the JBL Risk Manager, removing emotion and guesswork from your trading decisions. It's the only portfolio manager that offers you the complete solution for all of your portfolio management needs. Click on the JBL Risk Manager advertisement at talkingtrading.com.au and download our free 14-day trial. That's all we have for you today, guys. Stay tuned next week for Louise Bedford's special on share market chonks. I'm Caroline Stephen, and on behalf of the team here, thanks for your company. See you next time.
Talking Trading is sponsored by tradinggame.com.au and The Mentor Program. The Mentor Program has been running continuously since the year 2000 and is a six-month repeat-for-free course run by Chris Tate and Louise Bedford. In the Mentor Program, you'll learn every trading instrument over every time frame, but trade your own customised trading plan. The results of the traders who have completed the Mentor Program are astounding. Make sure you're registered on tradinggame.com.au to hear more.
The views represented on Talking Trading are general in nature and do not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Before acting on any information, consider its appropriateness in regard to your own situation.